All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me just say one thing on the pregame there. It's because I'm trying to get to my whole free speech expose here. I don't think I'll get to it tonight, all about what's going on in Brazil, Elon Musk, all that stuff, because there's just too much stuff keeps popping up to get to it, and it's kind of a deep dive. But anyway, just one thing on that off of the pregame where Kamala Harris was talking to Jake Tapper, and she's talking about, she goes, these platforms, whether, you know, these social media platforms, they exist out there with no supervision, with no regulation for free speech. I mean, I just wonder how a leftist can wrap their mind around their own candidate, where your own candidate is talking like Adolf Hitler. I mean, your own candidate is talking about every authoritarian, is talking like every authoritarian dictator that's ever existed.
Right.
Sitting there talking about these platforms out there, these social media platforms, that you can just say whatever you want to say with no regulate. Who's going to regulate it? Her? Kamala Harris, who can't get out a coherent thought, is going to regulate free speech on these platforms? And you're like, you know what? At least it's not happening in America. Listen, everything you're seeing now is simply a trial balloon. It's never just a trial balloon. It's actual attempts. But when you have the founder and CEO of Telegram arrested in France. In France, where allegedly you're allowed to have free speech. But he runs Telegram. And you can say whatever you want without any governmental regulation at all. The left is saying nothing. I mean, I just wonder how a Jake Tapper just sits there. Because doesn't Jake realize that eventually he will be regulated?
Right.
Or, you know, maybe he's already so bent over that there's nothing left to regulate.
Yeah.
But eventually it will happen to him. Eventually it's going to happen to him. And I mean, I just, as an American, the left used to be it was never the left. It was the liberals. And now they're leftist. But
yeah,
now that they are, you know, now that they've gone full progressive left, I wonder how they sit there and they listen to these things about regulating speech. I mean, that's what they used to be all mad about. Nancy Reagan wanting to put labels on rock albums.
Yeah.
And the left, the left was all up in arms about it.
Yep.
Well, I mean, now they're just talking about regulating simple speech. You know, and again, there's already laws in place to bring repercussions for speech. If your speech is an actual assault, oh, by the way, and again, that gets way overused by the left. Okay, now what I'm talking about, when I say an assault has to be coupled with an apparent attempt or an apparent willingness or inevitability of violence. So an assault would have to, not me calling Aaron a jerk or Aaron calling me a jerk, or my preferred pronouns are he, him, and Aaron calls me she, her. Those are not assaults. Assault is running at somebody with a baseball bat in your hand. Running at somebody with a clenched fist, rearing back to punch them. That's an assault, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
According to Florida state statutes. And those statutes are mirrored in all of the 49 states. What really, you know, really amazes me about it is there's already laws in place for speech. The same thing at the border. And we sit there and we roll around hour after hour, day after day, year after year in this minutia of needed regulation. Like at the southern border, we need to pass a law. Why do you need to pass a law? It's already illegal to cross our southern border and all borders without our permission. It's already illegal. Why do you need James Lankford's ridiculous bill? Why do you need any congressional bill or any senatorial bill at all? And it's the same thing with speech. If you say something that's defamatory, that's what you have defamation lawsuits are. That's what you have defamation lawsuits for. Is if somebody says something defamatory, which by defamatory, that doesn't mean hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Defamatory means that it takes away your ability to make a living because your reputation was so damaged you can no longer make a living because of that damage to your reputation. That's what defamation is, and it has to be a lie, an absolute lie, and a lie you refuse to retract. That's defamation. So all of these laws are already in place. And I can't believe it doesn't rivet the soul of a leftist progressive, where you have your presidential candidate saying speech needs to be regulated. You know, they all think it's okay because I'm on their side and they'll never regulate my speech. Obviously, a bunch of people who are destroyed Hosea 4:6 style for lack of knowledge because they've never actually studied history, because some of the very first people that get killed by authoritarian dictators are their collaborators.
Yep.
The very first people, because they're the threats to them. They're the threats. It's just like all the people that sit there and they love and they rejoice when a Republican loses their reputation because they've been called a racist. Well, they did that to Hillary Clinton. They did that to her. That's what Hussein Obama did to Hillary Clinton to try to thwart her presidential campaign. They'll do it to you. If you're white, have you ever noticed that there's no white people in commercials anymore? And anytime there is a white person, it has to be balanced off by a person of color in every commercial. Yep. So white actors who all advocate for proper pronouns and claiming that there's systemic racism that needs to be rectified, they've all lost their jobs. It's already turning on you. It's already turning on them. It's amazing that they can't see it, that it doesn't rivet the soul of every American to hear a presidential candidate talk about, well, these platforms are out there and people can just say whatever they want. Yeah, no kidding. Listen, God will hold you accountable. It's Matthew 5:37. He'll hold you accountable for the things that come out of your mouth. He's got it. We don't need the Democratic Party. If you're a liar, God will take care of it. You are allowed to lie under the First Amendment.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say horrible things under the First Amendment. You're allowed to blaspheme in the First Amendment. I wouldn't come after you. I wouldn't want you arrested for blaspheming. I wouldn't do it. It's free speech. We live in America. It's free speech.
Yeah.
You'll answer to God for your blasphemy.
Exactly.
All right, so here we go. Let's move on. So let me just show you this, because I just found this video. This is just a couple quick hitters to start the show. I found this video to be hysterically funny. Tim Young video. New Yorkers completely ignore sitting senator. Look. I mean, I want everybody to see this video through the proper lens. He is in this mass gathering of allegedly the people that he advocates for. Here he is. And they completely ignore him. Play for me, Heather. Completely ignore the man. And these people claim to get tens of millions of votes. He's there. I mean, you'd be like, listen, I'm not a huge, I like Rick Scott. He's all right as our senator here. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Marco Rubio is our other senator. I certainly, if I saw them, I wouldn't ignore them.
Right.
Okay. Marco Rubio might ignore me because I've been ripping him for the last 4.5 years of 15 days flat on the curve. But anyway, I wouldn't ignore them. But this guy, I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to shake their hand or anything, but I might wave, or if they were trying to get my attention, I'd say, hello, Senator, or whatever.
Yeah.
But they completely and totally ignore Chuck Schumer. I mean, just completely, totally ignore the man. He's like standing there with a bullhorn. Yeah. And the guy laying there in the chair is the funniest one of all. He sits there and he doesn't even, I don't think he even pulled the rag over his past his eyes to even acknowledge Chuck Schumer.
No.
That's because these people, like Chuck Schumer, are so out of touch. They have no idea what it's like to be an American under their totalitarian rule. Because every night he goes home to his multi-million-dollar condo in New York, under armed guard, or in D.C. with an armed guard, Secret Service protection. It's actually not Secret Service, Capitol Hill protection, under behind walls, behind gates, behind guns. And all of the rest of us are out here stuck with their laws. No walls, defund the police, no guns. Like, I mean, you look at these various cities right now. I mean, Chuck Schumer, obviously, in New York City, I remember, I've told the story a couple of times, it's not a long story, but Plaxico Burress, the New York Giants receiver, shot himself in the leg and had to go to prison for over 2 years in New York City. So this man, that Plaxico Burress, had to live under the totalitarian rule of Chuck Schumer. That's why they're completely and totally ignoring him. They're just ignoring him because, I mean, you think about it. Plaxico Burress, you're not allowed to have a gun. And it basically, this is a little bit hyperbolic, but not really. You're basically not allowed to have a concealed weapon in New York City.
Yeah.
At all, for all intents and purposes. Well, Plaxico Burress, because he was a public figure, famous person, carried a gun to protect himself, accidentally shot himself in the leg. That was bad enough because there went that year of football. And then he gets, it was over 2 years, close to 3 years in prison for shooting himself in the leg inside of the boundaries of New York City.
Crazy.
That's why they're completely ignoring the man. All right, another quick hitter. Steven Crowder tweet. Breaking. The Tennessee Star, I believe it is. I hope I'm giving their name right.
Yep.
Has just released all 90 pages of the Nashville Manifesto. Never seen before. Here's some of the quotes out of the... Now, here it is. Now, this, the FBI refuses to release it. The Nashville Police Department refuses to believe it. You're like, well, Tennessee's conservative, Tom, not Nashville. Nashville is a leftard hub.
Yeah.
Leftard hub. The Nashville Police Department refuses to release this manifesto. And, of course, the FBI refuses to release it. Now, you think the FBI, being the unbiased police agency that they are, national police agency that they are, they would release it, but no, you know, it doesn't carry the water for the leftist, globalist, bourgeois, elitist narrative, so we're not going to release it, because the only way, if this narrative was from a right-wing extremist, remember now, Christopher Wray, current head of the FBI, Andrew Biden himself said the greatest threat to America is white supremacist terrorism. This manifesto does not meet those requirements, does not meet those prerequisites. Here's what it says. If God won't give me a boy body in heaven, then Jesus is an F word. I'm not even going to repeat it. I can't be happy. I'm meant to die. No brown girls, no love. Brown love is the most beautiful kind. So there you go. This doesn't meet the FBI should have no narrative.
Yeah.
The FBI should have no agenda. If it was a Ku Klux Klan manifesto, that should be released. If it is a Nazi manifesto, it should be released, because the leftists are Nazis. If it's a leftist narrative, a leftist manifesto, it ought to be. If it's a trans manifesto, if it's a gay manifesto, it should all be released, because the suspect's freaking dead. Why would you not release it? There is no ongoing investigation. None. And when Trump takes power, all of this must come out. Now you're like, this has already come out. I get it. But everything must come out. Everything must come out. Obviously, now we know that Audrey Hale, the girl pretending to be a boy, who shot up the Covenant School in Nashville, killing 3-4 people, mainly kids. Maybe it's more than that. I don't remember now. But anyway, no disrespect to the dead. But now we know that the only people that are committing genocide are the people accusing us of committing genocide, because I would love to see where are all the white supremacist terrorist posts? Where is all this white supremacist terrorist activity? Now, white supremacist terrorism is as ridiculous and stupid as Audrey Hale. If you're a white supremacist, you're an idiot, because you think you're actually supreme because of a lack of melanin in your skin. That's ridiculous. Just like if you think that you're supreme or deserve special rights because you have melanin in your skin. But here it is. Now, this, again, does not meet the requirements, so it doesn't get released. Every manifesto should be released.
Yep.
If it was a member of the National Rifle Association, if it was actually a member of the NRA that did this, I would want the manifesto released. Why are they not releasing it?
Absolutely.
Why would you not release it? Release the manifesto. And they still have it. The only reason why we're getting it is because somehow or another, the Tennessee Star got it and gave it to Steven Crowder. Remember, it was kind of a controlled release at first. Mm-hmm. Now they've released the whole thing. So now it's out. Now we know that the only people that are committing genocide, they remember, allegedly, people like Audrey Hale, people like the entire Biden administration, many leftist politicians say that there is a transgender genocide going on. And again, just like COVID, I'm like, show me the bodies. I'm just curious. Where are the bodies? And who exactly are killing these trans people? I mean, I would love to know who are killing these trans people, and where are the bodies? Where are these white men that, according to Don Lemon, remember, and Chris Cuomo, these white men that are the greatest threat to the safety of Americans?
Yeah.
Where are their mugshots for killing trans? I mean, I would just show me. I don't want any trans person to die. That's not what I mean. But please show me a post of a white man even verbally attacking a trans person. Now, make sure you stick around for the post game. I couldn't play it during the regular show because it just has too much profanity for me to even get Aaron to bleep it all out.
Yeah.
Because we're on Christian Television Network right now, locally here in Sarasota. But watch the post game. You'll see a guy walking down the street with a Trump hat on get attacked by a man in a dress.
Yep.
Who are the violent ones? The very people accusing us of being violent. There is no genocide on our part. I'd have to break out my list again of mass shooters and how many of them have been trans people. And basically 9 out of 10, really 99 out of 100 are all leftists. All right, so that covers that. All right, let me go into Kamala as usual. You just got to keep covering Kamala stuff. Because, I mean, you just have to. So this was in the pregame, but I want to play this because I just want you to see, of course, where she stands, and let's deep dive into this. George video, this is what we mean when we say Kamala Harris is dangerous. Play for me.
I believe there should be consequences. We have laws that have to be followed and enforced that address and deal with people who cross our border illegally. I'm the only person in this race who actually served a border state as attorney general to enforce our laws. And I would enforce our laws as president going forward.
And I actually, as attorney general, informed California law enforcement that ICE detainers are not mandatory. I disagreed with it. And that's why I issued that policy for the sheriffs and the district attorneys of California, telling them that these were not mandatory.
So what she was doing is what just happened in Boston. She claims, I was the only attorney general at a border state enforcing laws. No, she was the only attorney general at a border state enforcing no border laws at all.
Right.
She told her own, she told the California Sheriff's Association to not honor ICE detainers. So even when ICE somehow every blue moon does their job, which is rare, and actually puts a detainer on somebody,
yeah,
she said, don't honor it. She just don't pay any attention to it. So you have, this is what happened in Boston, is they had an ICE detainer on a repeat sexual offender and just let him loose. Jeez. This happened in the state of Florida too. And only because Bongino brought attention to it because he lives in Martin County, Florida. ICE had to respond because Bongino's got 150,000 people watching him live and with multi-million views every day. Mm-hmm. So in a 3-hour radio show. So, I mean, they actually had to respond. But otherwise, they wouldn't have responded either. The guy had this guy in Martin County, Florida, and the sheriff couldn't hold him because there was no ICE detainer. And he had a warrant out of Washington. And, of course, multiple sexual offenses out of Washington, child sexual offenses. And that you can't break the law. You can't. When you're a sheriff, you've sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. So he couldn't. He couldn't hold the guy. ICE refused to put a detainer on him. It was an illegal alien. Illegal alien with a warrant out of Washington State that Jay Inslee, the left-tard moronic governor of Washington, refused to enforce. Refused to extradite him. So, but ICE, why does he even have, I mean, listen, first of all, Jay Inslee's an idiot. ICE, why are you not detaining a multiple sexual offender who has a warrant out of Washington?
Yeah.
So finally, ICE decided to put a detainer on him. Well, Kamala Harris made sure in her own state where she was battling the cartel. She likes to say that over and over again. I fought transnational criminal cartels. Oh, really? By having your sheriff's office and police departments not honor ICE detainers? When you have a sexual offender detained in a jail and ICE puts a detainer on him, like, don't release him until we come get him. Hey, that's what's called a detainer. She said, I don't believe in those. That's what she said. And now she's claiming that she's going to enforce the border laws. She was also world renowned in her various, no pun intended, positions of government that she was in. Okay, she was world renowned for releasing criminals and illegal aliens.
Yeah.
And she's already stated that she would not consider it to be a criminal offense for somebody to illegally cross the border. She's already said she is not going to house illegal aliens. In other words, she's not going to detain them to background check them. She's going to release them in the United States. Of course, that's the Biden administration MO. That's what they've been doing for the last 4 years. All right. So here's another one for you. Tim Young video, an illegal alien stabbed a 14-year-old girl. Play it for me.
KFY News Network covers Lake County, where the sheriff says a man is under arrest for stabbing a teenager. Investigators say this picture is from when 26-year-old Dimas Gabriel Yanez was taken into custody. Deputies tell us he was in the process of cutting his hair to change his appearance when he was arrested. And they say Yanez stabbed a 14-year-old girl who was watching her brother's baseball game in Lowell over the weekend. She has been treated and was released from the hospital. The sheriff says Yanez was deported to Honduras in 2018. Investigators believe he's been involved in criminal activity since illegally returning to the U.S.
So Dimas Yanez stabbing this 14-year-old girl while she was committing the horrific offense of watching her brother play basketball. He stabbed her. Of course, this would never happen if he wasn't here. And by the way, I'm going to show you a video in a moment that's going to blow your doors off unless you already know about it, and blow the narrative of there is no migrant crime crisis inside the United States or no migrant crime pandemic inside the United States of America. We're gonna absolutely blow the lid off that narrative in just a minute. But Dimas Yanez was deported under the Trump administration, let back in by Kamala Harris as the border czar, and then stabbed a 14-year-old girl for committing the heinous offense of watching a basketball game. All right, let's go to the next one. Chuck Colestro tweet. Breaking. Oh. Police scanners. What's up? What do we got?
We got one right before that.
Yep, one more. A tweet. We got a tweet before the video. We can go right to the video if we have to.
Just switch it. Go to the tweet.
We're having a little tech issue here. Yeah. Stand by, everybody. Here we go. Put that up there for me. There we go. Breaking now. Police scanners confirm reports of 32. We're going to show you this, and then we're going to play the police scanner, the actual recording. 32 Venezuelan men trespassing in Chicago. I thought this was Aurora, Colorado. I thought this was Denver, Colorado, that the Venezuelan prison gangs were taking over the streets. No, it's actually going to another leftist stronghold. Denver, run by Democrats, decade after decade after decade after decade. I don't remember there ever being any Republican influence ever in Chicago. So here we go. You're like, Tom, this must be a mistake because this has to be Denver, Aurora, Colorado. No, it's happening in Chicago. Just 32 at one time, Venezuelan men trespassing Chicago apartment building. Kamala's America, 911 call reveals gang members were showing guns in the courtyard, had motorcycles, and were filling the stairwells. After 50 minutes, great job, Chicago PD. Great job. I mean, it's just a great job by Brandon Johnson in Chicago. Yeah, I mean, he honestly thought we'd never get any worse than E.T., Lori Lightfoot. We never thought we'd get any worse than her until Brandon Johnson showed up, where you have 32 illegal alien border invaders with guns in a courtyard filling the stairwells of an apartment complex, and it takes the cops 50 minutes to actually arrive. Now, here's the A. Gene Robinson video. Shocking wake-up call. Here's the actual dispatch conversation going between dispatch and going between the units on the road. Play for me, Heather.
Unit 10-3, I'm citywide. Person with a gun, 6124 South King Drive. Caller says 32 Venezuelans are trespassing the building, showing guns in the courtyard, and they have motorcycles in the courtyard as well. All stairwells are filled. Nothing further, zone clear. Hey, I'm sorry. Are you headed over to the ShotSpotter or to the 6124 on King for the migrants?
On King Drive.
All right, 10-4. There's another available unit arrive at 310. We had multiple calls. First with the gun, 6124 South King. Also came over to disturbance large gathering. Said to be 32 Venezuelans trespassing in the building property, showing guns in the courtyard. They have motorcycles in the courtway, all stairwells filled. And nothing further.
Let's just bring this time frame home, shall we? I'm going to be done with the podcast tonight, honestly. 10-10. I'm making a commitment. Mark my words. So that's 39 minutes from right now. 39 minutes from right now. Straight, 39 minutes of fury coming your way. Now, maybe 40 minutes.
Your word is
43
Biden.
Minutes of fury, maybe, maximum. Yeah, Heather believes. But anyway, so I got Heather on my side. I'm being mocked by my wife to my left and laughed at by Aaron to my right.
Yes.
But anyway, so think about this. By the time, if this show gets over in 40 minutes, so 10-10, another 10 minutes after that is when the cops finally showed up. Great job, Brandon Johnson. What a great job. with defunding the police. And what the saddest thing about it all, and this is the part that absolutely blows my freaking mind, is that everybody in that apartment complex will vote for Kamala Harris.
Yep.
And re-elect Brandon Johnson. The very person that's causing their police department to have a 50-minute response to an armed burglary call.
Jeez.
Fedora the Explorer puts on here, they drove slowly. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, maybe they just got out and jogged there. I have no idea. Now, here's the thing. This is the video that I needed to show you. And I'm the one who screwed up the slides, by the way. It wasn't Heather. Tech problem was me, as usual. All right, Chuck Colestro video. Shock report, 75% of arrests. Get this now. 75% of all arrests in Midtown Manhattan are now illegals. 60% in Brooklyn, I believe, are also illegals. 75% of arrests in downtown New York City, all arrests of all crimes, are now illegals. Play it for me, Heather.
This is a story that stunned me. All right, New York Post, crime and again, migrants flooding New York's justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown as pathetic sanctuary city laws handcuff cops. Midtown Manhattan is Times Square, Paul. You're well familiar with it. Yep. 75% of the crimes are migrant crimes. In Queens, it's lower. It's at 60%. But still, that's a stunning number.
So I said Brooklyn's instead of Queens. I got my boroughs wrong. But Queens, 60% of crime. All crime. It's not even, there's no race involved. It's illegal migrants. Committing 75, somewhere. So if you just take that on average, it'd be 65% of all crime in New York City is committed by illegals. And Aaron just said this. I thought the narrative was that they're far less likely to commit crime. Yeah. And that there is no illegal crime wave, illegal border crosser, illegal alien crime wave in America. I think New York City is speaking for itself. Would you not agree? I mean, 70, I mean, this is unheard of. And all of this, and again, I'll go back to my Chicago narrative. Every single victim of the 75% illegal alien crime rate will vote for it again. They'll vote Eric Adams back in. They're going to vote for Kamala Harris. I mean, I just don't understand it. When you're walking down the street of your destroyed city and 70, now listen, 75% of all crime is committed. Get this now. 75% of all crime in Midtown Manhattan is committed by illegal aliens. 60% in Queens. Let's just use Midtown Manhattan. So 75% of crime is committed by illegal aliens. If they weren't there, how much crime would you have? 75% less.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And people are going to vote in Democrats in record numbers. Maybe that's why Trump thinks he actually has a chance in New York. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, yeah. And not to mention, like you said, in Chicago, these are the people that were fine with ShotSpotter being taken down.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to actually bring that up, but since they didn't say a shot had been fired, I wasn't going to use it.
Yeah.
But it is that Brandon Johnson made sure that he lost the contract for ShotSpotter, which is simply a computer mounted to a bunch of poles that has a listening device, and when it hears shots, it actually has GPS that brings people into the area where the shot was fired. Brandon Johnson made sure he got rid of that while he defunds the police. but here's the thing. While he gets rid of ShotSpotter, while he defunds the police, he's bringing in tens of thousands of illegals and putting them in recreation centers that citizens of Chicago, American citizens, can no longer use. I mean, and then all of those people, though, who lost their recreation center that's now full of illegal aliens will vote for Brandon Johnson.
Yep.
I'm like, they're such controlled lapdog shills. It's disgusting. That's why I'm saying, like, when we win, you know, just tie off these leftard states. Tie them off, cut off all their federal funding. If they choose to be a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city to any degree whatsoever, they get nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Get rid of it. All right, so here's another one for you. Squirrel Mama video. Dr. Phil, it's just simply titled, listen up, play for me.
You're telling me that DHS has acknowledged that Venezuela, for example, is empty in their prisons and their rehabilitation centers with the understanding you get out if you leave here and go to the United States.
Yes.
And DHS has in writing said, we know that's happening. We know they're coming here. we're processing them in and have no idea where they are.
Correct.
That is absolutely true, and it is all in Alejandro Mayorkas's handwriting, which is simply a typed message signed by him. So DHS, they know that Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela is emptying out his insane asylums and prisons. All you have to do if you want to get out of prison in Venezuela is say that you'll migrate to the United States of America. I'm talking about 19-time convicted rapists. All you have, you want out? No problem whatsoever. You may have raped little girls and boys and women and everything else. You want to get out. You're on a 37-year sentence inside of Venezuela. You want out? No problem whatsoever. Simply grab a pen, sign that you will go to the United States of America. DHS, Alejandro Mayorkas, he knows. Remember, Mayorkas is in charge of both of the border and the security of Donald Trump when he got shot in the head, shot his ear off. That man, same man's in charge of all of that. Look, and look how well it's going. So DHS knows this, in writing knows it, has put it in a memo that they know it, and have said, you know what, just come anyway, and we're not even going to process you. We're going to release you into the United States with a 7 to 10 year court date in your future. So they'll come in America 7 years from now. They'll get a notice to appear. They get a notice to appear when they walk in for 7 years from when they walk in. And they know that they're emptying out their prisons. They don't know which one is the multi-time sex offender or multi-time murderer. They have no idea who it is. And you know how much they care? Goose egg. This is, I mean, and again, all the people think, I guess leftards think, that the only people who will be victimized by these people that are being released out of these insane asylums and prisons inside of Venezuela are right-wingers. They're being released into your cities. Did we just bring it up again? Midtown Manhattan, 75% of the crimes committed are committed by illegal aliens. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
60% in Queens committed by illegal aliens. 32 Venezuelans gather with guns and motorcycles at a Chicago apartment complex and fill the stairwells just like they're doing in Aurora, Colorado, which is a leftist hub. Denver, Colorado, which is a leftist hub. Chicago, Illinois, which is a leftist hub. You think that we're going to be victimized? Aaron and I are going to be victimized. Anybody steps in our home, it's bullet time, baby.
Yeah.
You're going to be, you can't have bullets in Chicago. It's just the most strict gun laws in America in Chicago, where they have 53 shootings a weekend. I mean, how can you ever be a leftist? Please, if you're watching this and you're a leftist, explain to me how. How can you be a leftist? Because I want to slaughter my own child? Oh, that's great. Fantastic. That's their big motivation now. Oh, yeah, we're going to fight against Donald Trump because, man, I want the right to tear my own flesh and blood out of my womb piece by bloody piece and have his eyeballs sold on the open market by Planned Parenthood. How can anybody be a Democrat? You mean, what a disgusting human being you have to be. If that offends anybody watching on Christian Television Network, you ain't no Christian.
Yeah.
You can't be a Christian and be a Democrat. You can't. Have you seen their platform? So sick and tired of these limp-wristed, and I've sworn off saying a certain word about them from the pulpit. These limp-wristed, spineless little worm pastors. Andy Stanley just said it. He does it to himself. So you know what? Forget that guy. I try to leave names out, but he said it's absolutely ridiculous to tell somebody that they can't be a Christian if they're a Democrat. Well, what does it mean to be a Christian then, yeah. Andy? Okay, if you can murder your own child and you're pro-gay marriage, then how in the world are you a Christian? Well, you can still be a Christian and not be obedient. Hebrews 3:18 and 19.
Oh my God.
You can't. To whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Sorry, Andy. If your lifestyle doesn't match up with the book, not your viewpoint, Andy Stanley, of Christianity. If your Christianity does not match up with the Bible, you ain't no Christian. And you can't be a Democrat and be a Christian and believe in slaughtering the unborn.
Yeah.
And gay marriage and transgenderism and allowing perverted men into women's bathrooms. You can't be a Christian and be a Democrat. All of us in evangelical Christianity need to just start saying it and stop being afraid. Well, this doesn't seem welcoming. Listen, who told you to be welcoming to begin with?
Right.
What are you told to do? Didn't tell you to be unwelcoming either. What are you told to do in 2 Timothy 4:2? Preach the word. Instantly, in season, out of season, when it's popular and when it's not. Reprove, which means correct. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. Rebuke means correct with great sternness.
Yeah.
And exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time, here's the next verse. For the time will come when they will not. For the time will come when they will not preach the gospel of Jesus. And that's 2 Timothy 4:3-4. When they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. Fables by Andy Stanley. You can be a Democrat and be a Christian. How?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be a Christian then? If you're pro-slaughtering of the unborn, pro-gay marriage, pro-men and women's bathrooms, what does it mean to be a Christian? Can I be an outright murderer then and be a Christian? You're like, all of those things, Tom, if you repent. Yes, but he doesn't say you have to repent.
Exactly.
Didn't say a repentant Democrat, a Democrat who's no longer a Democrat. He said a Democrat. So a person can go to Andy Stanley's church and believe that they're saved while they are pro-abortion, pro-transgenderism, pro-gay, pro-gay marriage, pro-pronouns, which you pro-pronoun, you're a pro-liar.
Yep.
Revelation 21:8, there isn't a liar that will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Even puts the all in front of it in Revelation 21:8. So, I mean, it's just all of us in the evangelical community, you're like, well, you know, you don't want to sow division. There's no division between me and Andy Stanley because Andy Stanley is a heretic. There's no division between the two of us. He's not preaching the gospel. I'm not going to be, it's more 2 Corinthians 6:14 to not be yoked together with an unbeliever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's not preaching the gospel. He's preaching this all accommodating Christian message that you can be saved no matter who you are and no matter what you do and whether you stop sinning or not. That's not the gospel of Jesus. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Hebrews 10:26-27.
Yep.
And I mean, 1 Timothy 4:1 is entitled The Great Falling Away. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is entitled The Great Falling Away. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. Man, I just started preaching here all of a sudden. gotten sick of Kamala Harris, I guess. So we all just need to be bold with this. I'll leave it at that. Let's go to the next one, Heather. Libs of TikTok tweet. The Biden administration quietly announced. Did anybody hear this headline?
No.
Oh, guess who's in charge of this? Alejandro Mayorkas, in charge of Trump's ear being shot off, in charge of 15,000 illegal aliens crossing our borders every day. Now, Mayorkas and Biden and Harris, $380 million in funding for illegals released from DHS custody into our country. So they're getting their funding them. $380 million. That's just the latest release.
Jeez.
I'm trying to remember the number. I think Aaron sent it to me. I think it's $21 billion per year spent on the border, something like that. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's 200-something billion. Can't remember.
For DHS, their budget?
Yeah, I think it was $21.8 billion or something like that. But and then multi-something thousand employees. But whatever. So, yeah, see if you can find that budget for me again, Aaron. Meanwhile, Americans can't afford groceries. Remember Lahaina? Each one of those. So $380 million. This is just the latest outlay of money. For illegal border invaders, they get a $380 million. And if you're a fire victim in Lahaina, Maui, you get $700 for your $500,000 house. Here's $700 for you. $700. And many veterans are homeless. Democrats prioritize illegals over Americans. So just wanted to, again, this is what they're doing. And I just kind of, this is a little subsection here of where all the money is going right now. All right, let's go to the next one. $103 billion
yeah.
at the border, or is that DHS?
That's DHS.
DHS's yeah. budget is $103 billion.
And they have 2,000?
No, it's more.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
240,000.
240,000 employees.
That wrong. Yeah, 240,000 yeah. employees.
Yeah, 200 billion, 240,000 employees.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the DHS. And they made sure they wired $380 million to illegals. Just the latest outlay of cash, though.
Yeah.
So I just wanted everybody to kind of see where money's going. Here's another one for you. Well, a man of memes tweet. They followed the money and look what they found. $50 million of strangely unaudited U.S. taxpayer money in 1 month alone went to a pro-terrorist group disguised as a climate change organization. $50 million.
Wow.
I wonder who was organizing all these pro-Hamas protests in America. People who are receiving green energy money.
Yeah.
This group was called Climate Justice Alliance, and their own employees were arrested at the pro-Hamas protests. Amazing, isn't it? And this was all part of, that $50 million was part of the Inflation Reduction Act.
Oh.
Well, folks, listen. Again, it's like genuine Christianity versus false Christianity. Bible is genuine Christianity. Everything outside of the word is false Christianity. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, is the true America. What you're seeing here in these slides that I'm reading to you right now is fake America with the name of America on it. Just like Andy Stanley's a fake Christian with the name Christian put on himself.
Yeah.
And again, this is what they always do. They put a good label on something heinous, and then when you attack their heinousness, they say that you're attacking something good because there's a good label on it, like democracy or America.
Yeah.
Steve Malloy tweet, here's the money, here's money, more money. New study knocks the wind out of the climate hoax, concluding, I'm going to show you more money here in just a second. Concluding, but this, remember, this just ties to the one I just showed you. $50 million to the Climate Justice Alliance that probably orchestrated Hamas protests inside of America, protests in favor of Hamas, because their own employees were arrested at these protests. Now, new study knocks the wind out of the climate hoax, concluding, see, all this money is going for the Inflation Reduction Act and all that, the Green New Deal, which was included in the Inflation Reduction Act, signed and perpetrated by Republicans also. Human activities are responsible for only 4% of all carbon emissions, 4%. Hmm. And we're going to turn the world up, our economic world upside down for that. The vast majority, this is why you see Hussein Obama buying beachfront property. Where is Joe Biden spent the last 17 out of 18 days? On Rehoboth Beach. That should be, according to his own ideology and philosophy, should already be underwater. The vast majority of changes in the atmosphere since only 1750, I didn't use the graph, are due to natural processes, respiration, and photosynthesis. Whoops! And you have Kamala Harris, that's the video I should have found and put on here. Kamala Harris and numerous other Democratic politicians. In order for you to be part of their accepted class, you have to kiss the ring of the acceptance of climate change as a problem. Climate changes all the time. We're actually right now in a warming trend off of record lows. So we're actually much cooler than we were 1,000 years ago. Because we just have warmed a little bit. So it all depends on where you actually start the graph.
Yep.
You're talking about climate change.
Yep.
Because we're actually warming from an extremely cold point.
Yep.
But we're actually way cooler than we were 1,000 years ago. And then you have the idiots talking about the ice caps melting. Well, they didn't melt 1,000 years ago when it was warmer. Amazing. I mean, truly amazing. That's why we have more ice now, over and over again. So I got another one of these, pulled it off of Twitter. Wide awake media video. I've shown some other ones, but this is Dubai this time. Alarming time-lapse video shows the apocalyptic extent to which climate change has caused sea levels to swallow up the Dubai coastline. Now, this is startling now. This is a 40-year time-lapse video. And look at the sea swallow up Dubai. Play for me. What's happened is Dubai has built islands. Yeah. Hey, can you put that up there?
Yeah.
There you go. That's all that's happened in the last 42 years. Actually, 38 years.
How did they survive?
How did you survive? Didn't you see the encroachment of water? There was zero encroachment at all. And people, again, how can you be a Democrat? How could you possibly vote that this is a threat to you? There is no this.
Yeah.
Climate change is a threat to you, that your beachfront property or your beachfront or your ocean adjacent state is going to be swallowed up by the sea because the ice caps are melting? Do you know that there weren't any ice caps 1,000 years ago?
Correct.
It was all green. And so if they melt, you know what happens? Nothing.
Yes.
Looks like here. Nothing. 40 years. Not one ounce. Only thing that happened was man actually encroached into the sea. The sea didn't encroach into man at all. And all of these leftards, well, you show them this video and they'll go, I'm still voting for a candidate who believes that climate change is an existential threat to my life.
Yep.
How do you live like that? How does anybody live like that? I don't get it. Listen, if it was proven to me that Republicanism or conservatism was wrong, statistically speaking, I would renounce it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know what? It is better that we just lie to everybody and call a man a woman and a woman a man. You know what? It is just better if everyone has a biometric ID and a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. It's just better. It's been proven to me. Right? I mean, if you show this video to a leftist, they'll either deny it or ardently espouse their support for the people who believe that climate change is an existential threat to them. And when it's done, nothing. Climate change has done nothing. Just like COVID did nothing. There's no way for anybody to even prove to me there was a pandemic. You can't prove it to me. Mm-hmm. How could you? Where are the bodies? Show me there's a pandemic. Show me the bodies. Show me the mass burials. We had the fake videos. We got those. We've documented every last one of them on this podcast. But just give me any evidence at all there was a pandemic. Give me any evidence because there was no pandemic. COVID exists, but there was no pandemic. COVID's just a simple cold.
Yep.
And even less than that now. But there's no evidence at all that any of these hoaxes exist, which is, we'll get into it. I think that's next. Is it next? Let me see here. Oh, man, it's not even next. Oh, crap. I'm in trouble here. I'm trying to get to the Abbey Gate stuff. It's not looking good for me, folks. It's not looking good. But anyway, everything that they espouse is a lie. The latest hoax is the Abbey Gates hoax that Donald Trump's staff got into almost a physical altercation with an Arlington National Cemetery staffer. Never happened. All the people standing around, never happened. And you're like, yeah, but how? Nobody just makes stuff up. Yes, they do. They'll just make it up. Suckers and losers, bold-faced lie. Bounties on American soldiers, bold-faced lie. Collusion, bold-faced lie. It's just absolute lies.
Yeah.
Charlottesville, bold-faced lie on video. You show a leftard the video of Charlottesville when Trump says there's good people on both sides, when he absolutely said that that's not the case. You show him the video, it doesn't change him. Even their own, it's not PolitiFact, it's Snopes. Even their own fact checkers say it's not true, and they still will believe it. I mean, how delusional do you have to be? And it's not even delusional. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. Stupid. You're a stupid human being. Ignorance is when you don't know any better. Stupid is when you do. You've been proven wrong, and you won't admit it. Aaron, do you have something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, how you say try to explain it to me? I think I might actually be onto something. It's just pride. Because, these Democrats, these Democrats, they don't humble themselves like Christians are supposed to. So we have that where we actually humble ourselves and actually will admit when we're wrong, like we do on this podcast. If we get something wrong, we admit it. They cannot do it. They cannot do it. So even when they know they're actually wrong and that you show them that climate video, they will not admit it. They'll still vote for Kamala.
But the amazing thing about that is that it actually benefits them if climate change doesn't exist.
Right. Exactly.
So if climate change doesn't exist as an existential threat to you, it makes your life better. What do you want to be miserable?
Yes.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. Just showing you, here's real statistical data, Fox News. This is true statistical data covering since August 6th. Today is September 3rd.
Yes.
So since from August 6th to September 3rd, 2024 campaign interviews, 34 for Trump, 1-8 in most of Trump's interviews are 90 minutes to 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
Kamala Harris, 1 18-minute interview. And you'll line up to vote for a person who for some reason doesn't want you to hear what they have to say? How could you possibly vote for somebody who doesn't want you to know what they think and doesn't want you to know what they say and is afraid to say it? How can you ever vote for somebody like that? I mean, it's truly amazing to me how anybody could pull off being a Democrat.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you sit there? If you have, whether it's Joe Biden in the basement in 2020 or Kamala Harris now in a figurative basement now, how do you vote for somebody who's scared to talk? Obviously, you're hiding something. And again, it's the same old narrative. Whenever everything is redacted, why is it redacted? Why is it classified? Why won't you do an interview? Show it to me.
Yeah.
I'm just going back to all the classified information about COVID, redacted and classified emails from Anthony Fauci. Why are these things classified? Why are you not doing an interview? That should be a sure sign to somebody that somebody has something to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to anybody anytime. Tom, what do you think about this? I'll tell you exactly what I think about it. You can ask me a question right now in the chat. Ask me a question. I'll give you an answer right now. I'll pay attention to the chat. I'll do this slide, then I'll look at questions on here. All right, go to the next one for me, Heather. Inflation by administration. Are we good over here?
Yep.
There we go. All right, so just wanted to show you. Here's the inflation by administration. And again, how can you be a Democrat? I mean, look at Trump. Energy went down 0.7%. It's up under Biden Harris 40%. See if anybody asked me a question here. Mike Griffin. I know Mike. He comes to church here. He asked me if the vaxes work. Then Mike, you know that's a 30-minute dissertation. Absolutely not. You know what they work? This is how they work. They work great at killing people.
Yes.
See, I'll tell you exactly what I think. They're fantastic at killing people. Fedora, oh man. I want to you guys. The people who come to this
church. They're goading you.
They're goading me on. Tom, do you despise gospers? Yes, I do. And gospers, Galatians 5:19-21, Revelation 21:8. 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, gospelers will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. There you go. Very simple. All right. I'm gonna,
you got 7-Eleven. Look at that. That what? One. 7-Eleven gasoline hits different.
I know who that is. That person is related to our co-producer over here, Heather.
Why don't you fire Heather?
7-Eleven, gasoline hits different. Why don't you fire Heather? Heather is his mother. You are wrong, dude. Because I love Heather. Heather's one of my favorite people in the world.
That's so funny.
I'll never fire Heather. All right. So here we go. Just going down the list here. I'm not going to do all these. So just pick a couple that are real important. Electricity, under Trump, was down 6.8%, almost 7%. Up under the Biden administration, 50% increase in electricity costs. Fuel and oil, minus 5% under Trump. Up 50% under Biden Harris. Natural gas, up 5% under Trump, up 24% of the Biden administration. Transportation costs up 2% under. Now, remember this. All this includes the 2020 year with all the COVID crap that was. And again, if Trump would have handled that correctly, he'd be president right now. We'd be having to deal with who would be succeeding Trump right now. But anyway, in this election. But anyway, hopefully he'll be the president shortly and taking over and. January of 2025. Transportation up 2% under Trump, up 32% under Biden. And Democrats, how can you be a Democrat? I mean, how are you chanting Harris, and when Michelle Obama was giving her speech, do something. I don't even know what that meant, but they're idiots, so I don't try to understand what it means.
Right.
Leave exactly. This up for me, because I may use some more of these. How do you line up for your own destruction? How do you cheer? How do you cheer for your own destruction? I mean, airfares under Trump, minus 23%. Biden, up 22%. Car insurance, up 6% under Trump, up 54% under Biden. These numbers are cataclysmic. Absolutely cataclysmic. Let's go to groceries. Groceries, up 6% under Trump, up 21% under Biden. Oh, I'm voting for Kamala. Look at food at K-12 schools. Up 65% under Biden.
Jeez.
Lost under minus 9% under Trump. Here's a big one for Aaron and I and Heather. Pet food up 2% under Trump. Up 23% under Biden. Clothing up 10% under Biden. Non-prescription drugs up 18% under Biden. Minus 0.8% under Trump. Just showing you. I mean, how can you ever be a Democrat? I just don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
No.
All right, still got 10 minutes. I said 10:10, right?
That's yeah, you did.
10:10, 10:11, 10:12, 10:13, 10:14, 10:15, something like that.
You know.
Yeah, 10:35, whatever. Yeah, Heather's like, I want to get out of here. But anyway, let me show you some poll stuff now. Big polls have come out. Good news. Again, I tear you down to build you back up.
That's right.
So here we go. Election time tweet. Trump's lead. This is Polymarket. Polymarket is very, very accurate polling. What happened here? Now, this is from today. This is from September 3rd.
Huh.
What? I thought you're telling me that all this Kamala Harris momentum is astroturfing? Yeah, it is.
What?
There is no momentum. How can anybody have any momentum for that absolutely bumbling, cackling moron? She's an idiot. I'm sorry. You know what? Again, Gavin Newsom is not an idiot. He's a shuckster. He's an absolute liar. but he's not an idiot. She's stupid. Even Waltz is not an idiot. Okay, he loves horses too much, but he's not an idiot. She's an idiot. That's why they had him sitting next to her in her only interview since August 6th.
Right.
They made sure Timmy Waltz, you know, Mr. Horse Seaman, was sitting right next to her.
Her handler.
Her babysitter. Yeah. Trump's lead, Polymarket expands the 4%. Wait a minute, the DNC, where's the DNC bump? There isn't any. There's the states. That's how they're laying out. Trump's up nationally. If Trump is down 2% nationally, he wins the election.
Yep.
He wins the Electoral College in a landslide if he's down 2%. He's up 4% nationally. Go to the next one for me. Here it is. This is breaking it down by state. Still on Polymarket, presidential forecast. This Polymarket. Let's go to Georgia. 58-42. Arizona, 56-44. Wait a minute. I mean, I'm trying to remember now. Jake Tapper, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Chicago Sun-Herald. They told me it was all momentum for Kamala.
The blue wave.
I mean, I go over to leftist Twitter with the various pundits over there, and it's all the Trump campaign's over. Huh. Kamala's got all the momentum. Trump should quit now. Well, he's up in Nevada by 51-49. Pennsylvania, 51-49. Wisconsin, Harris is up big, 56-44. So you know this is a legit poll to some extent. Michigan, Harrison way up. So there you go. That's from Polymarket. But if Trump wins those four states, it's over. And he's also up in Virginia, by the way. All right, let's go to the next one for me. Eric Doherty tweet. Breaking, Trump gains again, and Nate Silver. Nate Silver is not a right-winger. Nate Silver is a leftist. And Nate Silver, 2024 election forecast model, electoral college win chance, 56.7% Trump. There it is. That's the electoral college probability as we stand right now. Go to the next one for me. Here it is, just breaking it down further. Chance of winning, 56.7% for Trump, 43%. What about all her momentum?
Yeah.
I thought she was the greatest thing in the world. Swing state chance of winning. Pennsylvania, Trump, 57-43. Georgia, 64-36.
Ouchie.
Arizona, 67-33.
Jeez.
North Carolina, 70-30.
Wow.
Nevada, 57-43. That's not polls as far as voters. That's chance of winning, just everybody knows. Michigan, he only has Kamala Harris' chance of winning by 2%. Wisconsin, 5%. No, 6%. There you go. And then Polymarket goes down from the bottom of that one. So there you go. I told you, don't want to tear you down too far. Polls are great. Polls don't mean anything. We still need to go out to vote and bring people with us. But this is great. And she should be way ahead of Trump until mid-September.
Yeah.
Because of the DNC. She got no DNC bounce. I predicted it on this podcast that the DNC would cause a Trump bounce. Mm-hmm. And it has. Because everybody saw how ridiculous she is. And then she does her 18-minute interview. That hasn't even hit on these polls yet. Wait till that comes out, because everyone's like, this woman cannot coherently answer a question. Every single answer to every single question is some sort of incoherent, rambling, moronic tripe. It's all that it is. There's never a direct answer to any question. I'll just make up my own. Kamala, are you going to stop the 15,000 illegals crossing our borders every day? I worked in a state as the attorney general, and I'm the only one that has ever fought the cartels. And I will make sure that I do that. She never actually answers the question.
Yeah.
Ever. It's like when Tim Walz was asked about his own, the impact of him being criticized for lying about his military career. And he goes, I'm proud of my military career, and I would never denigrate anybody's political career. Nobody's denigrated your military career. We've denigrated you for lying about your military career.
Yep.
Let's go to this one. It's very, very strange. You can just side by side this one, guys. But Colin Rugg video and Colin Rugg article here from Twitter. Former aide to New York Governor Hochul, Kathy Hochul, charged with acting as an agent of the Chinese government. Oh, shock. Let's add it to the long list.
Weird.
I mean, I've got a little Chinese section, which will blow up my Abbey Gate part, but I just had to do this. And we will. I will do a detailed expose on the Abbeygate lies that are going on. The Arlington National Cemetery lies, not the Abbeygate atrocity caused by the Biden-Harris administration. But anyway, so this person right here, former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, charged with acting as an agent. By the way, this is not a FARA thing, Foreign Agent Registry Act. This is espionage. This is treason. Acting as an agent of the Chinese government. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Hochul, former Deputy Chief of Staff to Hochul, Linda Sun was charged with alien smuggling and money laundering conspiracy. She was also charged with conspiring to violate the Foreign Agents Registry Act, so it is a FARA violation also.
Yeah.
Her husband, so maybe it's not to the level that I said it was. So I never want to be overly hyperbolic. So maybe it is more in that realm, but it says she's charged with these other things and FARA. But maybe all of these things are covered in FARA. So maybe I'm wrong. So I don't want to falsely accuse somebody of anything treasonous. She also charged. See how that works, by the way?
Yeah.
If you're wrong, that's what you do. She also was charged. I got that. Her husband, Chris Hu, was also charged. Weird. How these are. Oh, when does this ever happen with Republicans?
Exactly.
I'm trying to remember the last time a Republican was found to have a Chinese spy in their employ. I mean, we have others. We have Dianne Feinstein.
Yep.
Oh, that's a Democrat. Eric Swallowswell.
Yep.
A Democrat. Okay, we have that. We now have Tim Walz, yep, who has very, very strange ties to China. Okay, as well as Mitch McConnell, too. Okay, so like I said, I'll always tell you the truth. Mitch McConnell, but not Mitch McConnell directly, his wife. Prosecutors say Sun acted as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese government, while her husband, who facilitated the transfer of millions of dollars in kickbacks for personal gain. So this is more than a FARA thing. Okay,
yes.
FARA would be if you didn't, like Hunter Biden has violated FARA, and Hunter Biden, I mean, that's not a good example. But if you basically, if you're a lobbyist for a foreign entity and you don't register, that's what FARA violation is. It sounds to me like she's committed things both under FARA and outside of FARA. Sounds to me, but I don't know that.
Yeah.
They added that Sun used her position of influence in order to covertly promote the PRC and CC People's Republic of China, CCP agendas. Okay, now listen. FARA is when, say, China has a rivet-making company, and you come and you lobby Congress to allow them to have licensing inside the American economy to sell their rivets. Okay, this is covertly promote the People's Republic of China and CCP agendas, and which directly threatened our national security. Okay, we're starting to leap out of FARA here.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay, that is not good. Not good at all. Go to the next one for me. Bad hombre tweet. Eric Swalwell, Fang Fang, love me long time. Dianne Feinstein, Chinese spy chauffeur. Hochul and Cuomo, Chinese spy aide. Noticing a pattern, says bad hombre? Yeah, all Democrats.
Yep.
Every last one of them Democrats. Hunter Biden, also a FARA violator, Democrat. Every single time. Who's looting foreign governments? Democrats. Basically the entire Biden family looting foreign governments, violating the Foreign Agent Registry Act, FARA in violation of FARA. I mean, whether it's Frank, James, Hunter, or Valerie, they've all done it.
Yep.
And absolutely no consequences whatsoever. Listen, again, we have the real America and we have the fake America. The fake America with the two-tier justice system. But don't worry, because Linda Sun and wokeness video, here's her again, what is all the seven common? Democrats and Democratic ideology. New York Hochul's deputy Linda Sun demanding equity in the United States. Turns out she's a Chinese spy. Play it for me.
Eight. I think, you know, when people say diversity and inclusion, I think everybody agrees, or most people generally agree, that it's a good thing, right? But I think right now we also need to bring in the word equity, right? Diversity is when you say that there's, you know, many different types of people with different backgrounds and they're all, you know, invited to the table. Inclusion is when, you know, we include all of their ideas. But equity is when we make sure that all of the people who are at the table have equal access to making sure that their ideas and their thoughts are heard. And unfortunately, I think some of the statistics that you quoted is that we don't have that much leadership or representation.
one.
So, of course, she's espousing the Democratic Party ideology because that's how you embed yourself in the Democratic Party. Why isn't this happening in the Republicans? The Chinese are not embedding themselves with Republicans. And it's just weird, isn't it, that you have devout Democrat, baby butchering, Hillary Clinton supporting monstrosity, Anthony Fauci, who's in partnership with China, with the Chinese Academy of Sciences, Wuhan Institute of Virology, Mark Zuckerberg in partnership with China. And people go, Elon Musk, that's true. You know, that's always, you know, Elon builds a lot of car parts over there. Got it. That's true. We always need to be transparent. But it's kind of weird. You got Elon has those business connections, but no FARA violations. But all the FARA violations are happening with the Democrats. And Elon certainly didn't create via gain of function a virus and then unleash it at the Wuhan, World Military Games in November of 2020. Certainly didn't do that, right? He wasn't Ralph Baric out of the UNC teaching the Bat Lady, Dr. Lee, how to do gain-of-function research and hide it. Weird how all of these different connections. I mean, weird how LeBron James will badmouth police in America,
yep,
but won't say a word about the Uyghur Muslims being trained off. I mean, just being loaded in train cars and taken off to concentration camps to be dissected, to be raped, and to have experiments done on them and be murdered. LeBron James doesn't say anything about those thousands of people that's happening to every day. Not a word. Weird how China seems to have their hand up a lot of Democratic Party puppet shoots, isn't it? Talk well how we want you to talk. You can just side by side this one, Aaron. It's good. And remember who this woman is. Remember who this woman is. Former deputy chief of the governor of the state of New York. There she is. Here they all are. There they are. All together. All wearing... Oh, and isn't it weird too? And I'll be called a racist for this. I don't care. I don't care. I get called worse. Isn't it kind of weird? Like if you go to upper echelon governmental positions inside of Canada, you'll find a lot of people from China there.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just very weird. Isn't it weird how Justin Trudeau allows the Chinese PLA to do winter training in Canada? Yeah. Isn't it weird how the Biden administration at last count a year ago had allowed in 100,000 military age Chinese men into our country unvetted?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, it's just weird, isn't it? It's just very odd. It's very odd. Here, just one little thing I'm going to read to you. You can bring it back to me. Just one little thing I want to read to you. This is a Tim Young tweet. It's actually a video, but I'm not going to show it to you. It's okay. This is also from Christy Noem. Tim Walz taught in China. He visited China 30 times. He honeymooned in China. And he promoted Chinese communism to American students as a teacher.
Huh.
That's from Christy Noem on a Fox News interview. None of that's a lie, by the way.
Patriotic.
It's kind of weird. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Unbelievable. All right, 10:14. I didn't make it. That's it. Rumble Rants, Tammy L. Margritter, $10. Thank you so much. Fedora the Explorer, $10. Thank you so much. Jeannie Malfeasy, $10. Thank you so much. Mike Griffin, thank you, brother. $10. Christopher Arnott, $1. Thank you guys so much. I mean, we're doing great with this. I mean, you guys give so much money to this podcast. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. I think it's a pretty short post game. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how long the videos are.
Medium.
But it's really, yeah, medium. It's a medium post game. Medium post game.
Yeah.
Stick around for it. It's awesome. As usual, love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 p.m. God bless you. See you then. Those Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. They just change their theology. And didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, you tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years and you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.